adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, about three quarters of the cast of Jackass, the movie. Bam Margera's here, Steve-O, Chris Pontius, all from the movie, which is coming out this Friday nationwide. And I'm interested in the whole Jackass phenomenon, how it got started, who was there first, whose idea it was, how you guys got involved. I'm sure you get to ask this
You've never answered that question.
I know, but hold on a second, Drew. This is the problem with my job. People, like, there's a band with a really crazy name, right?
Yeah, people want to know.
People want to know, and then I say, well, where'd you get the name Jars of Clay? And they go, oh, dude, we get asked that all the time. But I don't know. Don't I have to ask?
Yeah, you're still cool, Adam. It's all right.
I'm still cool.
It pretty much involves a home video camera and a bunch of idiotic people and
yeah, we really just wanted to make the male figure sexy again.
Where's everyone from, though? Is everyone from the same town?
No, Steve-O's from Miami, Pontius is from here, and I'm from Philadelphia. And I was a professional skateboarder, so I always had to fly to L.A., and I was doing goofy stuff in the skateboard videos. And people were catching on to that more than my tricks. They're like, man, you're so much funnier with the shopping cart flying into a bush, man. And so I decided to make my own video, and that's how I got recognized.
In the bedroom.
And then how did everyone get hooked up with Johnny Knoxville?
Well, when Spike Jonze and Jeff Tremaine saw my video, these guys were already on the Big Brother videos, so they just digitized clips from the Big Brother videos and the CKY videos, and then they made a pilot, and then MTV bought it.
Is the movie footage, was there footage shot for the movie with a storyline to the movie, or is it just crazy footage that we've never seen before?
Whatever was funny, they put in. And
there's no plot line.
Yeah.
But did you go out to shoot Jackass the movie,
no,
or was it just tons of footage, stuff you couldn't use, stuff that was too gross or too dangerous or too dirty?
Steve-O doing a handstand and then falling down a bunch of stairs and then...
No, but is it left over from the television show?
No, it's on there.
Oh, the movie's all new stuff.
You have to film the movie, yeah. Mm.
And when you go out to do this, do you just come up with all the gags, as the stunt people call them, you know what I mean? I mean, like, you go, we're going to try this one, we're going to try this one, we're going to try this one. And then what if someone gets jacked up early into trying something and cannot finish the rest of the movie?
They've had a successful piece.
Yeah, as long as you got jacked up on video, you know, it's okay to have an injury.
For 70% of the film, Jackass movie, I had a pulled hamstring and a pulled groin, and I had to miss out on the Japan trip and a lot of things.
They threatened to sue me if, like, I got, like, broke my wrist or something like that on a personal appearance. Like, because it has to be on video. Like, it has to be in the movie.
Right. So
it's all of a sudden appear with a cast, and then they said, oh,
it's like a baseball player going on a motorcycle or something.
Right. Yeah. It's okay to be injured as long as someone's filming it. I mean, you can do it on your own time, but you got to have a camera there.
Yeah, and it's kind of on their time, I guess.
It's kind of like sex, you know. Without a video camera, it's pretty much useless.
And what was the hairiest thing out of the movie for you? I mean, you don't want to give anything away, but what was scary? Well, give me something you wouldn't do, for example.
What I wouldn't do is Ryan Dunn put a little car up his ass.
Put a clown car up his ass?
And then he goes to the hospital claiming that he went to this frat party, and he's like, I must have fell down the stairs or something because my tailbone's broken, so you guys got to take an x-ray. So they take an x-ray, and then they're just like...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They probably weren't too freaked out because that kind of thing happens all the time.
Oh, Drew.
It was great, though, seeing their reactions, and the doctor was Cuban.
What do you mean all the time, people going in with cars up their ass?
With stuff up their ass that they sat on or fell on.
I bet in L.A.
I put a beer bong in my butt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they didn't put that in the movie, though.
Yeah, it's called the butt chug. I was able to chug like 6 ounces. You were there, right?
Yeah.
He farts beer out of his ass and then drinks it.
One eye trying to, like, it was more like spraying on my face, but I was, you know, trying to, like, fart beer into my mouth.
The lawyers wouldn't let that be on the show.
Why?
I don't know why.
Once I finally stood up, I just blasted.
Well, they wouldn't let it be on there because they want to give people an idea, give kids ways to
They didn't want to allow drinking in the movie.
Your buddy Ray could star in the next Jackass film.
Really?
I mean, if it's legal to go into a, you know, a drugstore and buy a home enema, right, why shouldn't you be able to drink beer in your butt?
I don't know. Here's the whole thing about booze and MTV. It's kind of weird. I mean, you can show people getting hit in the nuts with skateboards until everyone's blue in the face, and you can show plenty of ass and plenty of boob and all that, but the whole guy drinking a beer thing freaks them out.
Not unless it's in a frat bar where people like sort of chanting.
No, I don't even think I don't know if they're even going for that either. Yeah. They're very anti-booze, wouldn't you say? I mean, they didn't want any of that in the film, right?
I remember seeing Tom Green drink, what, rum until he puked? He was trying to figure out if he was funny.
Well, that's Tom Green. He's a big star. He's allowed to get away with that kind of stuff. All right, so Jackass starting. Tom Green was a big star. He's allowed to get away with that kind of stuff. Jackass coming to theaters on this Friday. And what was the budget on this film? It had to be. It's going to be a moneymaker, right?
I think it was.
Did you guys make any money off it?
No, we're not very smart with the business decisions, to tell you the truth.
I'm not positive, but I think it was 5 or 10 million. I know that they spent a lot on advertising.
I think it was 5, and then it tested really well, and so they put a lot into advertising. They put another million to make a snazzy new ending.
Now, who got the money? Johnny? Did Johnny get the money?
I don't know.
You guys didn't see anything? I mean, you must have got 75 grand or something, right?
Yeah, we got that as a bonus, like, as a starting thing, but we haven't got paid for any of the back end and whatever.
Really? Oh, yeah. This thing could make $800 million. Like,
you'll never see that.
My impression was that the back end pay was loosely defined as a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. You know, but...
The back end pay was sort of what you were doing.
Your beer bong. Yeah. That's all the back end you're getting on this.
Yeah, so we won't talk about contracts. That's cool.
All right. Sorry, guys. Brian?
Brianne?
Hello?
You're 18. What's up?
Well, first of all, I want to say that Adam and Drew, I love your guys' show.
Great.
Whatever. And all you guys from Jackass, I can't wait to see the movie. My question is it abnormal to get, like, sexually aroused from watching, like, gore and, like, bloody movies and stuff like that?
This is the right guys to ask that question.
Yeah.
Darren Miller from CKY, the guitarist, feels the same way you do.
I don't know. I think I often have problems masturbating because I'm too busy thinking about myself, you know? Like, not really, like...
Well, can you beat off to yourself?
Yeah.
I've done it to you.
There's some serious horror fanatics out there that love that.
Oh,
sorry about that.
Hey, Brianna.
Bam.
Here's the thing. Is it can you have an orgasm without it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't it's not a fetish. You don't have to have it.
No.
And what are you thinking about when you do it?
Well,
what kind of stuff?
Like if I'm like watching a movie and like somebody gets like their head cut off or something like that.
You get aroused.
Then it just like it triggers something in my head and it just really turns me on.
Are you that's kind of an addict thing. Is there alcoholism in your family?
There's alcoholism in my mom's.
Yeah.
Brianne's awesome.
Alcoholics sometimes, that kind of profound arousal experiences will sometimes trigger sexual experiences. And aggression and sexuality get sort of wired together sometimes in certain kinds of upbringing situations. So it doesn't necessarily mean anything horrible about you. It just means that that arousal and aggression and sexuality are sort of tied together for you.
Yeah.
And people with the biology of addiction, those kinds of highly arousing experiences can trigger euphoria and sexuality.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, good times, though, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, don't go doing anything.
Well, I mean, people are the way they are. Everyone's into what they're into, and they're just going to do it. Just don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt
anybody.
Hey,
what are you
going to do? Yeah, and film it. If you make a movie. Heather?
Yeah?
You're 16. You're on with the Jackasses.
Chris?
Yes?
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
Yeah, I have a question about the movie.
Yeah?
Is there going to be a lot of party boy?
Yeah, way too much.
Yeah, way, way, way too much party boy.
Like, a lot?
Yeah.
And then when the DVD comes out, there's even more.
Oh, really?
You're going to get, like...
The party boy cut?
Yeah.
Total nudity?
Yep, there's one scene where Pontius...
There's like, there's a little bit of... Oh, yeah, we have
our
one
wieners are right next to each other in the shot.
Hey, Heather, you into that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
The cold season of...
Thank God it was when it was when we were coming out of the cold water, so they don't look that cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's like, oh, okay.
Right, you into Chris?
Yeah. He's like the sexiest man ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't he look like Patrick Swayze?
Yeah, it looks like a young Swayze, next to kin Swayze.
Totally. I always prefer to have sex with Pontius there, you know.
Yeah, hey, get in line, Heather, what?
Yeah, I have one more question.
All right.
When is Cribs going to come on, like?
Tomorrow night.
No, really?
No, literally, yeah.
Tomorrow
night. I know, it's tomorrow night at 10.
With you guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, last time, the 16th, was the Playboy Mansion.
Oh.
And then, following up the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, really? Ours is way better.
Oh, so you're saying you're going to let the Playboy Mansion sort of set the table, and then you just come in and mop up.
And we just tear it right down.
Yeah, like like a number two, number three hitter, and then you come in. You're the long ball
I think for reals, ours is by far the best Cribs ever.
Really?
He says, welcome to my car.
Where is your Cribs?
It's his car.
Really? You live in your car, Chris?
Well, kind of. My mom and dad. No, just kidding. No, I stay with my girlfriend mostly, but I live out of my car. I just live like that my whole life, so.
Really?
I mean, now that I'm rich and famous,
yeah,
why
I know.
Change?
You got that big contract, you got all that back-end money coming your way?
Yeah.
When we first met, he didn't have a girlfriend.
Oh, really? No.
He just had the car.
No, he's...
I mean, we ran into this lady. Yeah.
Yeah, lady. What the hell? Yeah.
Is it that truck that you have? Is that where you stay in?
I'm staying it.
So how'd you get here? Did you drive your house here, or what'd you do?
Some guy in a town car brought me over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, big time. Maybe,
yeah, real big.
Maybe you should squat his town car.
Yeah.
You could live in it. I don't think they can make you leave if you squat a town car, George. You know that? Just stay in the back and read entertainment.
I think my segment of Cribs Alone is the best one they've ever had.
Right.
It has everything. It has,
no way, dude.
That's tomorrow night, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry, dude.
I mean, coupled with yours, Steve-O.
Andy? You're 19. What's up?
I had a girlfriend, and then she went off and went on vacation or whatever. Came back. I called her back. She wouldn't answer the phone or anything. 2 weeks go by, I just blow it off, you know, forget about her or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get a new girlfriend, find out that... The
orgasms
that
do
had,
feel better with marijuana.
Probably. The other girlfriend that I had ended up getting engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
so right. Now the girlfriend that I have now, we saw my other girlfriend... And she knew her, and she, like, wants me to, like, confront her or something.
I'm not clear what your question is.
Nobody
for
is.
What's going on?
All right, my girlfriend now wants me to go up to my old girlfriend and, like, tell her, you know, what's your problem and stuff like this.
Well, why would you bother with that?
I was totally getting nervous. He was going to say, then she cheated on me with one of you guys.
No.
that call's coming up.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, she wants me to do, like, she gets more mad about what, she, like, my other girlfriend than I did.
Or Andy, forget it.
All right. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Go put a pie in her face?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Just tell your girlfriend to shut up.
What is this thing? Only leads to negativity.
That's right. Why don't you put a matchbox car in your ass and go to the hospital and get a good clean laugh out of the technician who's doing the x-rays. Right, Drew?
Absolutely.
Drew, what have you seen in someone's ass before?
Broom.
Broomstick.
And he couldn't get it out?
Grapefruit?
What?
Really?
Vibrator.
Yeah, but vibrator. That's not.
Vibrator's way up there.
Let me explain the grapefruit. I've had that happen to me, too. It's you can't find the squeezer.
That's right.
And it's you're hell bent on some fresh grapefruit juice. Yeah, Drew, you didn't see any grapefruit in anyone's ass.
Well,
really?
It was.
Somebody waltzed in there with a broom.
Didn't exactly waltz in.
A broom.
Did they have to cut it off?
Dude, they swept in.
My lawyer in college, like, for 30 bucks, stuck a broomstick up the butt.
How embarrassing.
Kevin.
Man.
Kevin.
Yeah.
You're 13.
Hey, what's up?
You're on with the Jackass guys. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to ask them guys how they get their motivation for being jackasses.
Beer, probably.
Yeah, you just got to have a major urge to just never work. Yeah.
I think it's a lot of, like, feeding off your friends. If I see Steve-O do something gnarly, it makes me want to do something even gnarlier than him, you know?
Yeah.
What percentage, and I maybe don't have the answer to this, but what percentage of the time does this work out? And what percentage does it just go horribly awry?
I don't know. Sometimes we have really bad days, and then other times it'll just be, like, the best day ever. Like, for instance, in the movie, we had a alligator in my house, and my mom comes home from work and sees it there and freaks out, and the whole time doing it I'm like, man, this is gonna work, this is gonna be so lame, you know, like,
right.
An alligator in the kitchen, big deal, right. But it ended up being one of the best
things. I think the alligator was heavily sedated.
I see, okay, got it. So now there's something to actually prevent the alligator from eating your mom's leg.
So when my mom walks in from work, we tipped over all these chairs and stuff, and she's by herself. She's just like, oh my god, you know, and like freaks out, and that's like everybody's favorite skit, you know.
I'm telling you, I was talking about this a couple of weeks ago on the show, that time I tried that thing where I grabbed the door jamb with my fingertips and I tried to kick my feet through my arms.
Was that on
and
the
lower
man show?
It back down. No, I did it in my apartment when I was 19, and I got my feet stuck on the ceiling and my fingers let go, and I landed on my head in the between the kitchen and the living room, and it looked perfectly innocent. It was no big deal. It looked like was my friend did it before I did it. It was nothing, and like in an eighth of a second, I had a concussion. Yeah. Like, it was like, it went horribly awry very quickly.
Doesn't concussion mean just hit head? Like, isn't that a concussion?
No, you have to have altered sensorium.
Yeah, okay. Well, you guys got that. Altering. Yeah, now what about wearing, knee pads, helmets, anything like that? Is that considered pussy stuff?
I bought my first pair of pads, like, on August, like, 15th. As soon as I put them on, I snapped my collarbone in half.
Really?
Never buy pads again.
Right. Well, you learn a lesson.
We don't use condoms when we're having sex. We sure as hell are not going to wear knee pads when we're doing stunts.
Or when you get blown.
Except for danger.
That's right. Chris, you should do PSAs, you know? They run them late night on
MTV.
Public service announcement. You talk about the dangers of condoms and helmets.
Sometimes a wiener looks okay, but really, it's not.
No, I know. The extra weight from the helmet could snap your neck like a chicken.
David, true. Some people rashes from latex.
David?
And the ones from a woman can be easily cured.
And what about when the condom comes off inside the vagina and it has to be...
See, wearing a condom is risking that.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with
it's
you.
It's a positive mental attitude that keeps STDs dormant.
Yep.
Whoa.
That's right.
Wishful thinking, basically.
No, it's the PMA versus the STD.
No,
wins every time.
David.
Yeah.
15. Stop.
Yeah. Hey, first of all, Adam and Drew, I love your guys' show.
Great.
I love Crank Anchors. I love The Man Show.
Oh, thanks.
Whatever. Whatever.
What's
I
up tonight?
Love
got a double one.
But, hey, Bam, I just want to know, like, because I have CKY2K and CKY3.
Mm-hmm.
I just basically want to know any new videos you're coming out with or any videos that you have or...
CKY4 comes out November 10th, and then Haggard comes out Christmas.
Yeah, I heard about. I saw a picture in Transworld about Haggard, and I was like wondering when that was coming out.
Oh yeah, Christmas that'll be out.
What's Haggard?
That's a movie that me, Brandon, and Ryan Dunn did, and Tony Hawk is in it.
Uh-oh. Your publicist is telling you not to talk about it.
Is it, like, more skating than Jackass stuff?
Basically, once I find a lady, it's smooth sailing.
Right, here's the deal, David.
Yeah.
Bam can't talk about it because his publicist told him not to.
All right, well.
All right.
Hey, but, I also want to know real quick, is there anything, because my dad found out that...
Is that what you call her?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
My dad found out that I smoke marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically want to know, is there anything that can get it out of my system quicker?
Mm-hmm.
In case he ever wants to give me a drug test.
No, really not.
You're good for, 7 hours?
Oh, no, you can be there a couple of weeks. But the thing is about the adulterating
I'm saying, like, when you drink the flush, like, it'll, like, within a half an hour, it'll...
No, if we detect, if people are studying the urine, if we detect that you've taken an adulterating agent, you check for that. Then that's considered a positive test. So you can't get around it that way.
What about going over it with other drugs that your dad will be less pissed about, like drinking a ton of vodka? Does that make a difference?
He's like a religious guy.
I'm saying, I never think this way, but what if you got loaded with the urine test?
What you're saying is if you put some speed, alcohol, maybe some barbs, pot together. Then you could say, this is obviously wrong.
It tested positive for 11 drugs.
It's crazy.
I don't know. Maybe I'll try that.
But true. That's a good try.
What if you just drink a gallon of water? Right.
Believe me, we have ways of detecting all that.
We, huh? What, are you against drugs?
No, you guys are drugs, up to you, but there are ways of screening for that.
All right, but Drew, if you're drunk, what happens?
What do you mean what happens?
Well, let's say you just drink a bunch of highballs and you're urinating like a straight Kamchatka.
Yeah.
What's that? Will the weed still show up?
Yep.
That makes zero difference.
Zero difference.
Zero difference.
Zero difference.
Zero?
Zero.
Okay.
Right. I guess the only way it can make a difference is if all the calories from the alcohol maybe decrease the amount you're releasing from fat or something like that, but really not in terms of what's going on in the urine, zero.
All right.
I find it's the alcohol that makes the orgasm feel less good, where the marijuana really enhances. Yeah, absolutely. When people say they don't smoke pot, I'm like, man, God, you're losing out, and, you know.
Not on a good orgasm.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all right with the sober orgasm too. I mean, it's
as sober events go, they're the best.
I specifically roast bulls simply to tug my wiener.
Well, it depends on how your brain different people bring back differently to pot. Yeah. Some people get high degree of euphoria.
I'm hooked up.
Some people, so that's you. Some people get dysphoric and anxious, and they have less sexual arousal and feels not less good.
So I mean, you're like I'm going to beat off. I got to get baked before I beat
off.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
Definitely.
And then you probably go for two, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you're a
young man.
Yeah, you first got to go in and out.
Got to get something to eat?
Well, I have endurance issues.
Oh, okay. All right, let's take ourselves
wait, we got to pick up with this when we get back.
All right. Pam and Steve-O and Chris are all here from Jackass coming out this Friday. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. We got most of the Jackass cast in here tonight. Bam, Steve-O, and Chris are all here, although... who are we missing? Steve-O. Yeah. Steve-O.
Yeah, dude.
There we go.
Steve-O, Adam Carolla almost forgot your name.
Yeah, it came to me.
He's copying all our ideas on the man show. They actually specifically told us when we had started doing the movie, like, hey, like, keep a lid on, you know, the ideas that we're going to film because, the man show is after our ideas.
Well, when we sat down 5 years ago to do the man show, I said, fellas, here's the show. 3 years from now, a show's going to come out called Jackass.
It's like Willy Wonka.
I want to do that show.
Yeah, it's like Willy Wonka, you know? They always had the people sneaking in to try and get the chocolate recipes, you know?
Yeah, I know. You know, that's what happened.
I mean, I don't...
Adam had a time machine. He moved forward in time, looked at your show, and then went back and set up the man show.
Yep.
Let's say the man show maybe like ran its course and they need a little new fresh wind.
Fresh wind. We got plenty of fresh wind around that house.
Show them some of that wind tonight, Adam.
I don't know. I'm not accusing anyone of everything. I was told that the man show was after our ideas.
Really?
It wasn't my opinion.
How long ago?
Just when we started doing.
When did you start doing the movie?
I guess like January, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you guys are out of ideas. You're after ours. No, I'm just messing with you, man.
Yeah, I don't know. We could have been. I didn't hear anything about it, but you never know.
He doesn't write that stuff.
Drew told me to do that, dude.
Drew.
No, but I was telling him that people told me that you're after my ideas.
Adam was busy masturbating and napping, you know.
That whole idea about getting stoned and beating off, that was mine.
Yeah.
What about your endurance problem there, Steve-O?
Well, I actually wind up having safe sex most of the time because I feel that the condom is the only chance I have of lasting a minute, you know?
Oh, yeah. Good
time. I don't know why everyone's complaining about the minute, man. I mean, a minute is a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's your shortest?
Oh, man. I mean...
Before the pants came down?
Well, I mean, that's the area we're talking about. Yeah.
Really?
Is that on video?
Well, it's just once you realize that a girl's actually headed downwards, you know, you get excited.
Adam's impressed by people like this. You think, yes.
At one point,
oral
I gave
sex?
Up.
You got this with oral sex, too?
Before the lips reached the head.
Wow. That's a ninja-like.
It's Steve-O says semen's going to head her off at the pants.
That's why I wear the cheetah print bikini, is because I'm the fastest. At one point, I just stopped being embarrassed about it, and I just started taking pride in it.
What do you think if you were out in nature and you were trying to reproduce? You'd be able to...
Oh, yeah. Well,
women would have to stop.
As long as you jerk off 3 times a day, the pull-out method is totally effective.
But hold on. Through your nature example...
You gotta keep the sperm count low, you know, dude?
Yeah, you make your nature example, and it's about as flattering as when you tell fat chicks, oh, yeah, you store food well. Like 2,000 years ago, you'd be in great shape.
You'd survive.
All these waif models would be dead, but you'd still be alive. Okay, great.
Adam's
it's
absolutely
not 2,000
right.
years ago.
I get all my morals and ethics straight from Animal Planet. There ain't no monogamy in the wild.
Daisy,
hi.
You're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
I recently found out that I have mono about 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, I meant to say that you guys are awesome from Jackass. You guys are so great. I love your show and so excited for the movie. And then Adam and Drew, you guys rock. Been listening to you for 2 years.
Great. Cool.
Isn't mono like AIDS? Like, as long as you don't get tested, you don't have it?
Yeah. that's true. You didn't know that about AIDS? You knew that about AIDS. How are you going to be HIV positive if you never get tested positively?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're HIV maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Steve-O's right.
Yeah,
you can never be positive if you haven't taken the test.
Exactly.
Well, when you had this mono, did you have fever and sore throat and all that stuff?
Yeah, I did.
So it's all over with now.
That's all over with,
So that's it.
But it's I'm really tired, and people have been telling me that I, have to wait 6 months before I, kiss anyone or share drinks or whatever.
No.
That's not true?
No.
So I can, now that I'm sort of getting back to normal, can I, do the stuff I normally do?
What? What do you normally do?
Glory hole work, pulling trains, that kind of thing?
Nothing. I haven't gone past.
Nothing Mother Nature didn't intend.
Right.
Nothing past what?
Getting fingered or...
you're not going to pass any models that way, okay?
I don't know. There's no one really in Northern California that I care about that much.
All right. But in Southern California, these guys down here you'd be into.
Yes.
My personal hygiene is so bad, I've got to, be giving girls yeast infections like crazy.
It could be roly-polies and cockroaches and things. Who knows?
Oh, true. What's a roly-poly?
You know, those little pill bugs?
Oh, yeah. I like those pill bugs. Hey, Daisy?
Yeah?
All right. Good times, right? 15.
Yeah.
Slow down on the fingering.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Good time.
I don't know why. I look at now as an adult, I look at fingering as more sort of egregious than a blowjob. You know what I mean? Fingering is something that you strive to do a lot of when you're in junior high and high school, but you reach a certain age and you get beyond the fingering. I'm not interested in the fingering anymore.
Just an aggressive sort of...
Are you guys beyond fingering?
Yourself, but...
You're still into fingering?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. That's fingering is for the youth. It's for the kids.
Well, I mean, back to my endurance issues, you know, I am still relentless with my face and fingers.
Right.
It's important for me.
Well, that's not...
You gotta... It's like someone who's handicapped showing up to work early and staying late and working twice hard. They make the best employees the handicapped. You know you got something that's slowing you down, so you overcompensate in another department.
Are women complaining?
Oh, no. I mean, they never complain about how small my wiener is or how fast I am.
Because you're doing the other work.
For women, intimate encounters are all emotional.
Well, also...
Didn't one of those girls in Miami ask you if you were kidding?
Yeah, yeah, you've got to be kidding me. Are you done?
Really?
I've heard so many variations of, you know, like, are you really done? I mean, is that it? You know, like, you've got to be kidding me.
Is that fake semen? That's not real semen, is it? No way.
Novelty semen?
That just spilled out of your pocket. Come on, it didn't come out of your penis.
Whoopee semen?
Yeah. Ooh, write that down. Ooh,
the man shouter.
Rocky?
Adam?
Yeah, you're 22. What's up?
Hey, man, I worship you.
Thank you. That's healthy.
I have been waiting to talk to you for, like, probably 5 years.
That's great. What's up?
This is the big moment.
Dr. Drew.
Yeah, Rocky.
You are an amazing individual.
All right.
I second that.
So here we are.
You're a passionate, passionate man.
Thank you.
Bam. You kick ass.
Thanks.
You kick ass. Steve-O, fully kick ass.
Just do it!
What's up?
Anderson, I want to make love to you. I love you.
Are you gay?
Today, Junior?
Chris always changes his name from Party Boy, Bonnie the Lifeguard, like Garbage Man, Chief Roberts. If he could just use his real name, maybe more people would know it. You know, I mean, you change your name all the time.
No, man.
Okay, I'm ready.
Chris kicks ass. Is that okay?
Yeah. Go ahead, Rocky.
My shizzle. Okay, Bam. Is your dad going to be in the movie? Are you going to kick his ass like you normally do?
Yeah, I kick his ass while he's taking a crap.
Oh, that's so cool, man.
Yeah.
Okay, now, did he go to the premiere? Is he into it?
He was at the premiere, yeah. He loves it. It's so funny to see them because they seriously lived in Philadelphia and they haven't gone anywhere. Now, all of a sudden, they're flying back and forth to L.A. all the time. It's hilarious.
I have to say Bam is riding on the coattails of his parents. You know, I mean, they're the true stars, and Bam's just doing his thing, just being mean to his dad, and that's just about it, really. I mean, right? I mean,
yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Are you done?
Actually, I have a couple quick ones.
Are you done?
Go quick.
Already? Okay, real quick. Bam, are you going to be in Tony Hawk 4?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kick ass. And I live in Michigan, and when is CKY coming to Michigan State?
Not sure. Look on their website.
Okay, sweet. Okay,
All right, Rocky.
We love you, man. We love you, Adam.
All right, we love you.
See you.
God bless you. All right, wait another 5 years before you call, though. All right.
In order to love another person, you have to be able to love yourself first.
Thank you, Steve.
I love myself so much, I can love all kinds of people.
Really?
Yeah.
He practices his self-love three times a day.
So. I know, and then he says to himself, is that it?
Yeah, watch out. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah. That is amazing. We're looking at his tat on his back, which I saw in the commercial. I believe.
No way.
I believe there's a shot of you.
With the alligator pig.
On your back in the commercial.
It was
it was fast. Like I couldn't. I thought it was
Steve-O.
I thought it was Billy Joe from Green Day or something. I wasn't exactly sure, but that's amazing.
Yeah.
How long did that take? That's a real tattoo.
We haven't described what it is yet.
Well, it's a picture of him.
I haven't called Guinness yet, but I'm absolutely confident that I've got the Guinness Book of World Records largest self-portrait tattoo.
Yeah.
An autograph.
It goes from the butt crack to the nape of the neck.
And is it your...
It's larger than life.
Is it your signature that's on there?
Yeah.
I mean, did you sign something?
Yeah, I wrote a little note to myself, and we had to blow it up on the Xerox machine to really, like, make it count, you know?
Wow. Yeah. Oh, man. I'll tell you, you're going to be glad you did that.
Oh, yeah. I'm in an industry where face recognition is crucial.
I know. Why spend all the money on a headshot? You just take your shirt off.
I charge more than tattoo artists, you know, right? Like.
Oh, yeah. Blake.
Yeah.
You're 20. What's up?
Hey, I live in a student co-op, and we had this pretty crazy party Saturday night where there's a bunch of food and a bunch of wine, and a bunch of people got really drunk, and they were rubbing chocolate all over each other. And once they got even more drunk, they were rubbing chocolate on each other's private parts.
Ooh.
And then
were they all dudes?
Someone brought down a bunch of condoms, and people actually started getting on like multiple partners in the middle of the floor at this reputable school co-op. And I wanted to know if chocolate breaks down latex condoms, because I've heard something like
no.
that.
No, I don't Jimmy's do, so. Though, and I think marshmallow sauce would
as well. Who cares? I don't think it would. Although, yeah, it'd be easy if you'd already smeared chocolate on your privates, it'd be hard to get the condom to stay on, I would think.
That's like rolling around in the mud in foul weather gear.
It's hard for me to get a condom on without blowing a load sometimes.
Yeah. I know, it feels good when you roll it down, right?
Yeah. Just because you blow a load before you get the thing halfway down does not mean you're bad in bed.
Hey, Blake. Yeah. Where you go, to Berkeley?
Yeah, Berkeley. UC Berkeley.
I knew he was a total hippie.
Yeah. I'm not sure
hey,
if
man,
I believe
him or not. Can you agree with me that marijuana enhances an orgasm?
Yeah, well, Blake has not had a day without marijuana a long time.
So yeah, how would you know?
See, Drew already knows because Drew's the master.
Blake?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not sure if I believe you. I think you're lying.
No. I'm totally serious. This event was called Bacchanalia.
Did you get laid?
What? No, I actually got really drunk and sick.
Blake.
But so many people
there you go.
Laid.
See, we're fake.
Now I believe you. Because while everyone else was rolling around in chocolate, you're rolling around in peas and carrots.
Vomit.
And I understand.
Yeah, sour right. grapes.
I believe you now.
So, does it break down condoms?
No, you're fine. And well, you didn't do anything anyway. But the stomach acid that, you know, when you throw up on your penis, that breaks down condoms.
All right.
Men intentionally.
Blake has not had a day. Blake has not had a day without pot.
Well, yeah, but how'd you get into Berkeley?
You know somebody? You don't go there, do you?
No.
I went to a rich white school.
No,
Bakersfield.
You don't go to Berkeley.
I swear to God, I go to Berkeley.
All right. He majors in vomiting on his door.
What is it about homosexual people that they lisp? You know, like, why
a vocal quality that you would identify?
I know
that,
why.
Yeah, why the physical... Yes.
The penis smashing against the soft palate on the top of the mouth endlessly reshapes the jaw.
Endlessly.
It's true. It's damage. Boxers have cauliflower ears? They get punished.
It's a good question, Steve, and no one really has addressed it, frankly. I don't think it's been answered.
Unbelievable, yeah. The civil rights movement hasn't really helped out the gays.
We got all this
progress, and, you know, it seems like the homosexuals are screwed.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No, I'm with Steve.
Maggot better run.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's really not a whole lot of religions that don't say you're going to hell if you're gay. I mean, the government's not helping you. Like, you know, my dad is homophobic like crazy. That's why I wouldn't shove the car up my butt.
Mm. You wouldn't do it?
Well, he was...
Yeah, I was the original talent, but I turned it down.
Because your dad might think?
Yeah, I didn't want my dad to, you know, well, not disown me, but it's just the disappointment is so much more hurtful than anger. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you want to tell us?
Yeah.
I mean, you can be open.
Tell him about the carjacking.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on.
I've been doing a lot of skyjacking.
I can't imagine what the carjacking is. We'll take a quick break. Bam, Steve-O and Chris are all here from Jackass. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Bam. Steve-O and Chris are all here from Jackass, the movie, which is coming out this Friday. And it's a wide release. It's everywhere as far as we know. Is there any cities, any heat, any states that have banned it or outlawed it or anything like that?
I don't know. When we were in Portland, Oregon, we paid $80 to tug our own wieners. You paid even more, huh? What kind of a whorehouse is that?
So Portland.
I mean, we pay the money. We go in there, and then they hand us a bottle of lotion. I mean,
I think they call it a strip club.
No. It was like a shady. Like, I think it was an illegitimate place. It was a bummer. I'd rather just have a porno.
But Portland is Jackass friendly. I mean, it's like
international hub of underachievement.
Yeah, it is.
But nobody.
Why are you guys picking on Portland?
I just think time moves slower there. Panhandling's really like.
But it's interesting you'd pick Portland. That's the city you're coming. You guys.
Yeah, nobody has cable TV. They don't even know. Who
Did
we
you
are.
Live there for a while or something?
No,
just had a bad. Bad
experience.
Yeah, totally.
It's a city of player haters. We go there out to the bars. Everyone like gives us a bad time because we're on TV.
Right.
It's a whole Northwest thing. Not
Pacific Northwest, really.
Oh, right.
It's like
Yeah, they try to have like an international.
We were feeling the same thing
there,
that,
and everyone protests and stuff. They don't like the man over there. You guys have become the man.
So, yeah, I was in Portland. I was actually having sex with this girl while she was having phone sex with her boyfriend.
Oh,
she was. Yeah, it was amazing.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. I forget her name. It was some weird, like Oriental, like. You know, it was really weird. But now, like,
I'll transition, Adam.
Now, I need to have male genitals in my porn, you know? And I'm not, like, I'm not, that doesn't make me gay. It's like,
no,
it's
the same way.
It's kind of like looking at a football field with nobody playing on it.
Yeah, it's like a skateboard magazine,
just
ramps,
a cheerleader.
Skating.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Like, that's why I don't like that hotel porn that blocks out the guy's penis, you know? I want to see some penis
a point
after
of
a while.
Reference.
Yeah, no,
I think you guys imagine it's your penis
exactly
doing the work.
Yeah, yeah. And preferably an ugly dude so that you can make it more believable.
Right, so you can really.
That's why Ron Jeremy is so big, right?
Right, right. He's got a big penis and he's ugly.
Oh yeah. Why couldn't they just make him a little smaller? Like, you know.
Well, do you like a small penis in your porn, or do you like a big penis in your porn?
I don't care. I just need a penis. Actually, I'd probably prefer it to be a little smaller.
A little smaller.
Yeah. But yeah, like I fast forward right through all the girl. You know, like the box munching. I am right fast forward right through that.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, I'll start off with the girl on man oral, and then when we get to the intercourse, then I'll reach a point where I need to rewind back to the
Yeah.
Like I go back and forth. Like I'm rewind. I'm fast
we're
forward.
We're kindred
rewind,
spirits,
like,
my friend.
I'm all over these videos.
Let me ask you this, Steve-O, about your porn. If I rent a porn, I have to fast forward through the entire porn and watch it. Bam. Thank you. You know,
you
people
have to see it all before you
because
see
you
guys
porn.
Are not
there,
smoking.
There could
pot.
Be a chick you went to high school with or something at the end that you could have missed out on.
A bag of pot and a porno. I am good.
But you don't have to see the scene at the end that you may be missing.
I'm with you, but like DVDs are, you know, I mean, are you fast forwarding for like the better looking girl or like the actual activity? Like?
Even if the very first chick in the very first scene of the porn is the hottest chick I've ever seen in my life, there's still something in the back of my head that says there might be a chick who's even hotter at the end.
Understood.
And I gotta make sure she's not there, then I'll go back to the
understood.
First chick.
But you want to procrastinate the next trip to the porno shop.
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying. But for me, I got to get to the end and then go back and watch.
Are you tell me, Adam, can you jerk off to a porno with a condom?
Why?
No.
We recommend people to do that to prepare themselves to, get used to wearing a condom.
I don't think so, man.
It's cleaner,
And, this whole porno industry where it's like, oh, you got to get tested. Like, what about this window period? I mean, isn't this a spoof?
Yeah, but they test. You know? No, they test. They do DNA testing. So it's a very, very rapid
positive.
Is there,
a new kind of test I don't want to get?
Yeah, there's a new kind. DNA. Yeah, they get it immediately. This is what they use in the industry. And
so
what about
no more window? Period, HIV.
It's not a great screening test, but if it's very rapidly positive, within a few weeks.
It's not really a window. Okay. It's more of a buggy door now. It's shrunken down. It's no time at all. And what about a condom in a porn? Are you all right with that, or is that bothering you?
I just can't handle it.
Can't handle seeing the condom in the porn.
Yeah, I mean, back to the blowjob.
Right. That's going to be the name of the sequel for the Jackass movie. Yeah. Jackass 2, Back to the Blowjob. Michelle?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah, I'm 17 years old.
What's up?
I wanted to ask how important it is and, how to prepare myself for anal sex. Because my boyfriend, I've had him for about a year and a half, and he's been kind of, pushing me towards it a little bit.
How old is this one?
17.
Illegal tender.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if it's, my parents are fine with it and everything.
With the anal sex?
How old is the boyfriend?
Your parents are fine with anal sex. They don't know about all that.
How old is the boyfriend?
He's 21.
Ooh, yeah, breaking the law, huh?
Breaking the law.
Yeah.
He thinks the vagina is played out.
But it's played out.
he wants door number two now.
Hey, I hate that bait.
All right.
So are you practicing on your own at all?
Yeah, I like it and everything.
Yeah.
You like it on your own, but...
No, she means masturbation, I think.
Well, but we're talking anal masturbation.
Like, I do it. I mean, it helps me get off, I guess you would say, a little bit.
You're
better.
Fat.
Are you practicing with, with door number two for anal sex?
Yeah.
There we go.
What are you doing?
Well, I have a
I have a dildo.
I had a girl.
Matchbox.
The old banana in the tailpipe.
Well, then you're ready.
Yeah.
What's
Well, see, but the thing is, though, is I don't know. I mean, can you catch diseases from it? Like, you know.
No, anal sex, no way.
No gay man has ever died of AIDS.
What if I want to poo or something, you know? Will it mess up my poo track or what?
No, there's no AIDS in urine. But, like, poo is just riddled with AIDS, huh?
Oh, my God.
I get this feeling that I can't, like, even talk to Michelle.
Hey, Chris?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask you?
No, no, not because of you guys.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Engage.
You like sex with...
All right,
there you go.
Hold on a second.
It's bogus.
She's practicing for anal sex. I mean, that's cool.
I think she's making that whole thing up. Yeah.
That's why I felt like I couldn't even talk to her.
What about the AIDS in fecal matter as opposed to the AIDS content in urine, Drew? Address that, please.
AIDS, it's the semen hitting the lining of the rectum that causes the transmission of the AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
But now urine is antiseptic. And,
No, it's sterile. It's sterile. It's not antiseptic.
Yeah, that's why,
But it's got virus in it. It doesn't have bacteria.
Urine has virus in it?
Sure.
Does it have AIDS virus in it?
Sure.
So if you have AIDS, you can...
we're screwed.
If you have AIDS urine, you can detect it in the urine if someone has AIDS. Interesting.
And this window period is really, like, shrunk, huh?
Well, if you're using these DNA testing, but that's not done widely.
We all got AIDS tests on the show, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Those were nervous times.
Yeah, it was.
I thought
for sure that 50% of the cast would have it.
Only one person had to get the test.
let's get something to eat and beat off, and we'll be right back after this.
Oh, man, we're gold.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Bam and Chris are both here from Jackass. I'm guessing Steve-O will be working his way into the studio any second now. And here he comes. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jackass starting nationwide, including in the city of Portland, Oregon, this Friday. All right, here we go. Back to the phones. And I got a question for Bam here. Anthony?
Yeah.
You got a question for Bam?
Yeah.
You're 15. What's up?
I was wondering, how much is your guys' medical bills?
Well,
go ahead.
We didn't have a whole lot of other stuff to spend our movie budget on.
For the movie, I had a pulled hamstring and a groin muscle, and that hurt real bad, yeah.
Took it out on your dad.
And I also had a broken rib, and I visit the emergency room a lot. I don't know how much the bills were. I let my dad handle all that stuff, tell you the truth.
Always goes racing off to the emergency room.
I had an embarrassing scab on my wiener. How it got there, mystery.
Oh, really? Yeah. Hmm. I'm guessing.
I think what happened, I was masturbating with soft soap.
Oh, yeah, you know? No.
I didn't decide to wash it off afterwards.
Soft soap, the only thing worse than soft soap is Prel for beating off. Any kind of shampoo, any kind of soap, any detergent, bad times. Put a quick reminder to our young listeners who think they can just beat off with anything. You can't. I mean, when I was 15, I figured you could use anything.
Is baseball glove oil bad?
No, that's fine. Yeah.
Rab uses that.
That's just ring oil.
I just grab the quickest bar of soap, you know,
that softens it. Hey, Anthony?
Yeah?
I didn't really answer your question. They don't know what the bills were.
And do you think the CKY band will ever come up to Alaska?
Hopefully. I don't know. Their shows are getting pretty big. They might just head up there.
Yeah, that's yes, Anthony.
That was mean, Bam.
What are you doing in Alaska, Anthony?
I don't know. I want to move.
So. Are you in Anchorage?
Yeah.
Is it true that it's dark for like a month there?
Yeah.
Do you watch Jackass, and are you impressionable? Do you want to try some of these stunts in Anchorage?
I do it all the time.
Oh, all right. But you're not getting paid, right?
No.
Okay. All right. Hey, good times there, Anthony.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah. Poor kid's miserable. Steve?
Hey, what's up?
Ooh, Steve's from Portland.
You're 16.
Yeah,
what's up, Steve?
They do have good weed in Portland. I'll give them that.
Oh, don't try to kiss up.
No, I'm not, dude.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, about a year ago, Adam, you were talking about a good technique when you have a boner and you're in public.
Yeah.
Yeah, stick it up. You pull it, quickly pull it.
Pull it out.
Put your hand in, stick it up, point it upwards. And
yeah,
walk around with it for hours.
Put on your belt line.
It's awesome.
Oh, yeah, who doesn't do that?
Yeah, it's good. It doesn't poke out. It's not embarrassing.
Second of all, let's see. I was about Portland. I'm in Portland right now. And we were talking about why Portland sucks so much on this radio station. That's the radio show here.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much that the mayor is trying to have us, or have the city be more of a kid-friendly city.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why Portland sucks so much.
All right.
I get bummed out when people blame their geographic location on, like, oh, no, my town sucks. You know, it's like, hey, man, I could probably have fun in your town. I haven't even had fun in Portland.
I thought you just said it sucked. I thought someone paid you $80 to beat off in Portland.
No, I paid someone $80 to watch me beat up.
Oh, all right.
It was a really, really bunk deal.
Yeah.
I think he paid like $120 or something.
Maybe more. I don't remember. I was drunk.
But where were you, the strip club?
No. It was like after the bars closed. It was just like
modeling.
Unofficial.
I don't know. Some taxi driver took us there.
All right.
Yeah, it was like a fake psychic.
But listen, I mean, $80. $80 isn't bad to have. Was it a good-looking chick or was it a guy? Who was watching
you? Japan.
It?
I mean, I couldn't really translate the yen, but I think I was paying way more
to have people watch you beat off.
Well, yeah, but I was getting like an hour-long massage and then negotiating for the.
Steve-O, you know what you ought to do? You ought to drop a like one of those placemats they have at IHOP, but in each country on the globe, you would say how much it costs to have someone watch you beat off, so that young kids growing up would know. They'd be able to set their travel plans accordingly. Like, hey, I'm not going to Japan. It costs like 200 yen to have someone watch you beat off there. David?
It costs 200 pounds to bang a hooker in London, like, you know, when she looks pretty good.
Yeah. That's like $350.
I know, yeah.
David.
Hey, what's up? Hey,
you're
Adam.
25, yeah.
Hey, real quick. Rob Nen, you identical twins.
Yeah, I've been hearing it
Jesus
lately.
Jesus Christ, you guys look the same. I mean, you have the little nappy hair, but I don't think he does, but.
Well, if he was man enough to take that cap off, we'd find out. He's the relief pitcher on the Giants,
yeah,
right?
Giants. Great relief pitcher, but you guys look the same.
Yeah, I don't know how. Well, I guess he's doing a pretty good job, but the Angels, what did they score? Ten runs tonight?
He didn't get in the game.
All right.
Hey, and Dr. Drew, I have a question for you. I was watching you last night on Bad Boys VH1. What the hell do you know about analyzing Tommy Lee?
I think Dr. Drew can handle that.
No. He can't. He doesn't know nothing about Tommy Lee. How can you criticize what he does in his life?
I haven't been critical. I don't know how they edited the thing, but I've known him for years, and I know a lot about what's going on.
Well, you're saying he's in love with this new chick from Prince ex-wife, whatever her name is.
All right,
David's hammer.
I met Tommy Lee in 1987 when I was 13. I have a photo framed that I do all the snooters off of.
Really?
Yeah. I called every single hotel in the Yellow Pages in Toronto asking for a room by the name of the manager of Motley Crue.
Really?
3 hours into it, I got through. Guy answers the phone. Is this Doc McGee? No, this is his brother Scott. And the guy's like, you really called every hotel in the Yellow Pages? You want backstage passes?
Really?
Yeah, I met Tommy Lee. He was cool.
No, what?
He's a good guy. He's a very nice guy.
Yeah. Too bad Drew had to talk so much smack about
I wonder what I said. It's crazy when they pull stuff out of context.
I saw the Tommy Lee, it was supposed to be a series, and it got condensed to like a one-hour special, and it broke my heart.
What was it, Drew?
I don't remember.
What was the series? A Bad Boys thing?
I don't know.
It was called the Naked Truth.
All right. So you grew up in Canada, Steve-O?
I grew up in 5 different countries.
Really?
Yeah.
Was your dad in the military or something?
No, corporate.
Really?
What countries?
Oh, my God.
I was born in England, moved to Brazil when I was 6 months old, Venezuela when I was 2, Darien, Connecticut when I was 4, Miami, Florida when I was 6, London, England when I was 9, Toronto, Ontario when I was 12.
All right, now how much do you have someone watch you beat off in Toronto?
I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah, it's just your hometown.
I moved away from there when I was 13.
All right, but
that's where I met Motley Crue.
Motley Crue came to town, and you sought out Tommy, and then went backstage and watched the thing. You must have been like the biggest celebrity in your junior high.
I was kind of a dork, to be honest.
Yeah, but I mean, pulling off the whole Motley Crue, Tommy Lee.
Yeah, you know, like, that's the one thing, like, the pivotal moment in my life when I realized that provided that I want something enough, I can have whatever I want.
Right.
You know.
Cecilia?
Except your penis to last.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, if I take ecstasy, I can last forever.
Can't get 45 seconds out of the penis. Cecilia.
Superman on ecstasy.
You're 14?
Yes, I am. So.
Yeah. What's up?
God, I feel dirty.
Margera.
Mm-hmm.
I love you so much, and I think that you should go to my school dance with me.
Yeah. What about if he sends his dad instead and then he beats him up? After, like, he pins the corsage on him and he stabs him with his boutonniere pin or something.
One time I took 3 hits of ecstasy and and I was filmed making out with Bam's dad.
Really?
Yeah, I licked him all over like
crazy.
In
your video.
He fought me off pretty well.
Hey, Cecilia?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Bam wants to go to the dance with you.
I got my tongue into Bam's mom.
I don't think he can.
You made out with Logie and Micah, though.
Yeah. I did all kinds of gay stuff on 3 Hits.
I have a question about drugs, too.
All right. Cool.
It's about shrooms and speed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve-O will answer this one.
Hi, Steve-O.
Yeah, I get way too introspective on mushrooms.
Okay, what exactly happens when you take speed?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I don't look up to any rock stars that were into speed. It's bathtub garbage. You know, it actually, like, hurts more to snort speed than, like, to snort salt.
Speed is not very cool on your wiener at all.
Yeah, it's not glamorous at all. You know, let's try to keep to the cool drugs.
But the speed's one of those drugs that's sort of named after its effect.
Yeah, it's most represented in the court of law. You know, it's like, I only see it on TV. Like, oh, yeah, I killed him because I was whacked out on speed. Like, nobody makes great music on speed.
Yeah, speed's a bad one, Cecilia. You should probably steer away from that one.
Yeah. When I'm right,
but here's the effect. It speeds you up, and it makes you weird.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it you want to know?
Your skin crawls.
Do you
want to
know what it does to the limbic system? Is this something
yeah, that's
meaningful
what she wants to know.
I mean, it's something that can be harmful to your brain. That's all you need to know.
All right.
It's harmful to your brain, but it could do a lot for your waistline.
It makes you slim.
I mean, if Anna Nicole Smith could just discover cocaine or speed, right? Like, she'd be back in business.
Yeah. Well, how do we know she's not on it and would be 400 pounds without it? You know what I mean?
I just think she's so overwhelmed with depression that, you know, she's just making a zombie out of herself with these antidepressants, and that's what's making her sleep so much, which is making her not burn the calories. You know, she needs to do some coke.
All right. Cecilia? All right, do you speak to Anna Nicole much?
No.
Okay, but if you do see her, tell her Steve I said to do some blow, all right?
Yeah.
All right, and don't do any drugs. You're 14.
Yeah, totally. I didn't start until I was 16.
I've done one.
What have you done?
No,
all right.
Don't tell anyone, though.
All right, I won't. All right, but no more of that.
All right.
All right, slow down.
Thank you.
Find a nice guy who's not on TV and take him to the dance, okay? All right, that's good enough. Yeah. Let's talk to Megan, who's 15. Megan?
Yeah?
What's up?
Okay, well, I have a few questions, but before, watch what you do in Oregon. That's all I can say is just watch what you do in Oregon.
We weren't trying to be mean to Oregon.
No, she's calling from New Mexico, and she's 15. She didn't mean it that way. What do you mean? Do you get busted in Oregon or something?
They have horrible laws. They're terrible.
You're 15. You live in New Mexico. How do you know?
Yeah.
Isn't it Nevada,
my cousins
that's
live in Oregon.
You
right now they're incarcerated.
For what?
Well, they were convicted of murder, but all they did was steal a vehicle. I was with them.
Hmm. Doesn't there have to be a body?
There's got
to
be a gay dude on the line.
There was a body. There was no evidence linking towards them, but the judge and the jury there knew the victim's family. So it's this big hassle.
These are your cousins, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Did they run someone over?
No. The younger cousin, they were 14 and 18 at the time, and the 14-year-old found a truck up in the mountains because they live up on a mountain.
Just hang on a second. This reminds me of the one time that girl called and said, you know, he's convicted for murder. It's crazy because he was found. There's a dead person there, and he was holding this instrument gun thing, and I don't know what made them believe that he killed somebody.
Yeah. All right, Megan, so far I believe the Oregon penal system, but go ahead.
So, yeah, they, their parents own, my aunt and uncle, they own 62 acres, half of a mountain.
So you found a car.
Yeah, they live up in the middle of nowhere.
You found a car.
And so they were, you know, fooling around being idiots, and they found a car, and they decided to take it, and found out the cops were looking for them because the guy who owned the truck was found murdered. Right. Single shot to the head.
Right. Well, they should be fine. They'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
It's not their gun. They pulled the bullet out of his head. It's not one of their guns that they find the murder weapon.
They didn't even own any weapons. They don't own anything.
No, they're fine then.
Yeah, so right now we're just in the middle trying to get them out. And
all right. They're not going to do any time.
Yeah.
So, no, real okay.
Ryan Dunn would have hid that car in his butt.
How bad does it really have to burn to count as a disease? You know, like when you pee.
it's not so much that? About the symptom. It's what we find when we swab you.
Ah.
Yeah.
If you got bacteria growing, that's it. That's the
disease. How long can some of these diseases remain dormant?
Some of them for years.
Life.
Chlamydia.
Even life.
HIV. Huh? Hepatitis C.
Chlamydia can be dormant for years?
For men, for women in particular, that's how it causes infertility.
Really? Yeah. Oh, but not for guys.
It's a little tougher for guys. There is such a thing, but it's less common.
There's such a wide spectrum of chlamydia, right?
I mean, Oh, yeah. That's one for
me. I mean, you can have a really mild salsa kind
of. Hey, Megan.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you want?
My question is, my mom's been babysitting this little boy and his two brothers for about 4.5 years now. And the youngest one, who is 6 years old right now, he does a lot of really odd things, like sexually. He does this thing that his mom and his brothers call Humpty Hump, and what it is he humps his hands, toys, anything.
Right.
He's got a giant cock-a-doodle-doo.
We've caught him many times actually masturbating.
Yeah,
he's like Andy Dick.
Right.
So he was like.
And it's just like really odd. Yeah.
I just wanted to see the wet pink stick.
And
yeah.
His brothers have told us that his brothers are 7 and 8 years old, and his brothers have told us, you know, he does it all the time at home. His mom thinks it's funny.
What do you think? You think he's being molested or something?
I have no clue. The only thing I can think of is, you know, there's something psychologically wrong because he does do other things that are not sexual but that are very odd.
What kind of chaos is he being exposed to in the home?
His mom has admitted to my mom, not to me, but I have heard that. Like, he's gone to bed with her, like, in the middle of the night, and she's having sex, and she won't stop.
Oh, my God.
And they have...
Is she a drug addict?
Not that I know of.
Okay. No. Yeah. The kid's being exposed to a lot of destructive stuff. So, and that's not uncommon for kids living in chaos to start self-stimulating.
All right,
and to do it in a sort of aggressive way, like they'll pull their pants down to school and stuff and do it. It's sort of a common thing I see with kids in addicted family systems.
Yeah, but Megan is 15. She's worried about her cousins from Oregon who are trying to beat the murder rap, and the six-year-old that lives down the street who's beaten off against a pillow.
Right.
You're 15, Megan. How about finding a boyfriend and worrying?
I have a four-year-old brother.
You have a what?
I have a four-year-old brother, and he sees these things.
All right. Well, why don't you talk to your mom and see if she can keep the young kid brother out of the house
there. Yep.
Well, I have.
All right. And listen, take some of the weight of the world off your shoulders. You know what I mean? Go get one of your girlfriends. Talk a little smack about whichever girlfriend doesn't show up. You know what I mean? Do what you girls do. Go to a football game. Make out with the guy under the bleachers. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stop worrying about everything.
Yeah, if you're all stressed out like that, you know, you're
worried about everything.
Never stay dormant.
I'm worried about the fact that my brother sees this.
All right, well, why don't you talk to your mom then about exposing your brother to this family?
Oh, I have, and we try to keep him away.
All right. I mean, listen, on one hand, great, you're doing God's work. On the other hand, you're 15. You're at the library looking up legal defenses for your cousins. You're worried about the molested kid, your four-year-old brother. What are you doing? You're 15.
Right.
Yeah, act like a 15-year-old. Look at our guests tonight. They're in their 20s, act like they're 15, right? What's the average age here? What's everyone's age?
Me and Steve are 28.
I'm 23.
Hey, Drew, why is it that when you rub your balls while you're jerking off that it feels so much better?
I haven't noticed that.
No.
That's a Steve-O thing.
Oh,
really?
Man. God, I'm hooked up all over the
board.
Do you
do
that? I'm having a great time over there.
What do you work the remote with? Your mouth?
Well, I mean, I like, you know, don't you,
Hold on, Drew. This is a good invention. The remote.
Do you ever stick your finger up your butt when you're jerking off?
No.
Have you tried it?
Only when I'm pooping.
It must hurt. Yeah. It must hurt for the girl to get the wiener in their butt, though, because I had a girl stick their finger in my butt, and I think I was kind of tight.
It was no good.
I'm not saying it was no good.
He's not saying he didn't like it.
I'm just saying I could really feel it.
But anything bigger than a finger and you wouldn't know.
I might have stressed out a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, it's a tough area because the actual act of sex is really irrelevant, you know? It's bragging to your bros about it that really matters.
Oh.
Yeah.
28.
You and Adam are separated at birth.
That's why I like to have sex with Pontius there, you know? It's like, it saves me a phone call. You know,
right? Right, he knows about it.
Yeah, he already knows.
Yeah, but bragging to someone to someone who was there, it's just not any good, you know? It's not
even
bragging.
Well, no, I'm saying I don't even have to brag. Well, yeah.
I've been having sex before and just thinking, God, I can't wait to tell Steve-O and the boys about this one.
Yeah, we were both having sex with this girl, and she told us to stop gazing into each other's eyes. Yeah. Yeah. And that was right around the same time that she said that she wished she had two mouths.
Steve-O said gaze.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
She's over the hill.
I got a question for Steve-O. Actually, a couple quick ones. How's your ass healed after you got the cheeks pierced together?
Oh, man, that was years ago, dude. I've already conquered the potato cannon.
You pierced your cheeks together? You hooped them together?
Yeah, I was just sort of hanging out in Miami on South Beach, and I saw this tattoo parlor with this pretty hot. She really wasn't hot at all.
No. He's like,
but I wanted to hump her, you know?
You're wasted.
Yeah, I wanted to hump her. So I went in there and I talked to her, and turned out she was a body piercer. So she said, would you like, you know, a piercing? And I mean, now I wanted a piercing. You know what right. I mean? Like, I wanted to hump her. So I was just thinking, you know, like, all right, you know, I'll do it for the show. Like, I'll have her pierce my butt cheeks together with a single barbell, you know?
Right. That sounds painful.
Yeah, but short-term pain.
Yeah.
Nothing like minimum wage work.
Yeah, but the ass flesh, I mean, it's good to get hit with a softball or something in, but the piercing sounds painful.
Yeah,
I mean, I'd rather get the earlobe or the nose, I think.
It was so much worse to scrape the skin off of one butt cheek, like, you know, falling out of a speeding red wagon.
Right.
Because that way you're peeling your underwear off your butt, like, every time you stand up. I mean,
right, it's moist down there. It doesn't scab up too good. Really?
Real quick.
Oh, my God. And how long did you keep it in?
I was trying to get, you know, off this table to, you know, sort of cruise around and show off my new jewelry. Yeah.
Well, you want to give this bitch the best 35 seconds of her life, too.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, like, I humped her a couple times, and then all of a sudden I was over it. You know, like, I have, like, you know, either, like, real quick or, like, really over it.
Yeah. So you did have sex with her, though.
Yeah, actually, like, her and her sister at the same time, like, were tugging my wiener.
Wow.
Yeah. That's where the ball thing comes in again, too. Mm. Like, I feel that scrotum and testicular stimulation coupled with shaft rubbing, you know, is ultimate, especially when you're high.
Oh, yeah. You're such a role model.
This is wonderful.
You know what I'm looking forward to? I really mean this.
Yeah.
Fast forward about 25 years.
15
years. Steve-O has found Jesus Christ, and I see him on the circuit.
Yeah.
And he's talking to the congregation about the way he used to live.
Oh, yeah.
The stuff he used to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, always you got? Always got?
Satan.
Oh, he's got Satan in the fish. All right.
Check this one out.
That's something you can show him, though.
Look, wiener spelled wrong.
It took me 3 days to realize that wiener spelled wrong.
More tats, by the way.
Yeah.
Satan tattoos, it's wiener tattoos.
Now. How gnarly is hepatitis B?
I don't know. How bad is that?
That's wussy.
Well, no, it can be horrible. You can die of fulminant liver failure from it.
I had a heroin addict staying at my house for a long time, and he told me that he had hepatitis B in the middle of his staying at my house, and I've been, like, sharing the same drinks as him and everything, and I got kind of scared.
You're not
going to
be that way, probably.
Heroin is for musicians. Well, artists.
We're going to take a quick break.
That's the way to sell units.
Steve-O, Chris, and Bam are all here from Jackass. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Nothing sells records like a heroin overdose.
Jackass in the studio tonight. They're out front of the building taking a leak. I'm guessing when they're done, they'll be back in here. Here they are. You guys take a leak out there?
Yeah, we were peeing on the pine tree out there.
Oh. I wasn't peeing. I was just looking at their wieners.
All right. All right, where'd Steve-O? Is still peeing, or is he going to beat one off out there?
Yeah, who knows what's going on for them.
All right. Bam and Chris both here from Jackass. Steve will probably be in the studio when he's ready. We'll go back to the phone, speak to, make
Sean.
It the right one?
Yep.
Sean, you're 31. What's up?
Well, I just want to say I've been a long-time listener, and Dr. Drew, I've been listening to you since today's a poor man.
Wow.
And
this is a throwback to one of those nights, isn't it?
Yeah. You're in Idaho, though. You moved from L.A., huh?
Yeah, I grew up in L.A., and I met a girl and moved here. And
same place, Idaho, L.A.
Yeah,
whatever.
Same vibe.
But my problem is I met this girl, and I've been divorced for about a year now. And, I mean, we really hit it off.
Did you cheat on your wife?
Actually, no, that's why I left her, because she was cheating on me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, even when you don't cheat, you want to.
Pardon me?
Even when you don't cheat, you want to. Right? I mean.
Yeah. But you don't.
Acting on it is irrelevant.
No, that's true. It's like,
I mean,
it's like murder or arson or anything else. You want to do it, and the difference between the people act on it and people that do it is no different. It's no different.
Steve was one of those people that say the impure thoughts are what count.
What counts
what's in your soul.
It's like the Oedipal complex.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Illegal to murder your father, but is it really illegal to have sex with your mother?
No,
she's against the law.
She's a consenting adult.
Is incest illegal? I mean, blowjobs are illegal in Maryland.
Is that right?
Hey, Sean?
Yeah.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I met this girl. We hit it off really good. She's just recently coming out of divorce about 6 months ago.
Right.
And, I mean, I totally fell for her. And then she said she's not ready for a relationship. She wants to be friends, and maybe it'll develop.
She's cheating.
Well,
right.
There's this couple who want me to join them for some fun.
Right.
But I'm really torn because I'm afraid that if she finds out,
it's only wrong when she does it.
How's she gonna find out?
Because we all hang out the same place.
She knows the couple.
Yes.
All right. And the couple's a dude and a girl, right?
Well, no.
Two girls.
No.
Two guys.
when
two guys.
In that case, go for it, dude.
When a couple wants a third party, it's mostly because the dude's gay. Huh?
Wait, yes. If it's two dudes, is she gonna be bummed about that?
Well, no, she's bisexual, too.
Yeah, but I don't know. Chicks get a little freaked out about guys and guys. Like, when girls and girls are together, it's cool.
It's like a different kind of mad. Like,
like the short period of time I was in college, I had a buddy, a really hot girlfriend. He says to me, hey, my girl wants us both,
you know,
to hump her. Like, that's an opportunity I couldn't, you know, turn away. And then it dawned on me much later that it was the dude,
Right.
Drew, that's right, huh?
Yeah. He's using her as penis bait.
That's all that is.
That's
almost the most gay thing I've ever done.
But not the gayest.
When did it dawn on you? I mean,
when the guy had his penis in your butt?
No, I think it was sometime.
Oh, Drew, like, please.
On the follow-up event.
Right. So he didn't try anything?
No, not at all.
Really?
Not at all.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, so be it. Hey, Sean?
Yeah.
You're gay.
All right, so you're thinking about trying a threesome with two dudes, right?
Yeah, that's the best way, I can't even please one girl.
Right?
Her finding out, because, I mean, I've totally fell for her. We have everything in common, and I'm really confused as to, do I stick around and hope something works out between us, or do I move on, or...
Well...
When you can't stick around that long, you need some help from your bro.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, you sure you're not gay?
Well, I know I'm bisexual.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's gay with a publicist,
man,
really.
That's when you're...
That's the way I look at bisexuality. I mean, are you sure you're not gay? I mean, there's two guys. You're entertaining the thought of getting down with both of them simultaneously. That sounds gay to me. I just can't buy guys being bi, pardon the pun. I don't do it. I do it with girls, but I don't do it with guys. You sure you're not gay and it's just something you don't want to admit to yourself?
Bisexual. I've been this way my whole life.
All right. You ever get molested or anything?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's why you're that way.
Yeah, and that's not your whole life. It was after you were molested.
Yeah, whenever your uncle was done doing whatever he did, then you became bi, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Was it your uncle?
No, actually, it was a camp counselor.
Oh, all right. Boy. All right. So, Sean, I'd say don't do it. These guys may have some disease or something.
Yeah, man.
Oh, hold out. Hold out for your true love.
Yeah, you want to.
But then you're going to get together, and it's going to be all chaos because she's going to want to get into other chicks, and you're going to want to get into other guys. Don't have any kids. You have kids, right?
Well, I have one from my previous marriage.
Mm. And where's he or she? Back in L.A.?
No, he's up here.
No. So how old is he?
He's 8.
He's 8? Mm. All right. You need to settle down and focus on being a good dad.
Yeah, and if you're going to have sex with dudes, like, just keep it to dudes, you know? Like, I'm not against gay people. Like, it's just when dudes are humping dudes and then humping chicks that I might hump, like, that bums me out, man.
Right.
You know,
that's like...
Like, pure homosexual is cool.
That's how the disease gets spread, too. That's like, you go to the party, see the guy bite the carrot stick and then dip it into the dip and then bite it again and then dip it in. That's how the dip gets funky.
But the nature of the
You buys are screwing up the dip.
Yeah, really, you guys are.
No.
Ooh. Yeah, is that what happens?
No.
True, that's what happens, right? I mean, the gays have sex, they get all the diseases
exactly.
going, and then they bring
start
it over to the
chicks, and then it's our problem.
Right.
Well, I think it's, the IV drug users bring it in, too. So.
All right, I don't like them either.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, I kind of like music, but...
No, I know, it's cool if you're in a band.
But the nature of the transmission, right? Like,
you're in a band.
Listen, Sean has an 8-year-old. He needs to settle down and focus on raising this kid, not screwing him up with his bar buddies. Rosemary?
Hey, Adam and Dr. Drew. I love your show.
Great. You're 18. What's up?
Can I just say something to Chris? I just think you are so sexy, and I met you at an Andrew WK concert, and you were so nice. And I wish you made Playgirl magazine. Oh, I wish you made Playgirl magazine.
Didn't you?
Oh,
you were already in that, weren't you?
I have full frontal male nudity in the new Hustler.
No one saw the behind the scenes footage of the Playgirl Pontius segment that we showed on TV either. You had to rub one out in front of 8 dudes, didn't you?
In the end of it, I finished myself off.
Really?
Yeah. Well, in the morning, I thought it was going to be part of the bit. I went to the doctor and I told him that I had problems with the erections, which. Sometimes I have.
We've had them together.
So anyway, Viagra.
So I got the Viagra. I thought they were gonna film it though. It was part of the skit, and then I went and shot all nude photos to send to Playgirl.
Right.
They would be sure to get me in, and then afterwards Johnny Knoxville's all, "Why don't you finish yourself off?" And I was already all oiled up.
Like that was an already your plan.
And with the cameras around, I was already excited. And I was focused, and like, yeah, I had the great boner.
Right, and you were able to, and how did the Viagra affect you?
Opposite.
Well, you know what? With the Viagra, you don't just take it and you're as hard as a rock. You have to, like, be inspired.
Right.
I thought
you
got
to have 8 dudes around.
Well, no, I was thinking, 8 dudes helps. But I was thinking about Tori Wells, which was, like, the first porn star I fell in love with when I was 15.
Yeah,
I was just focusing. I was in a porno movie with her. Bad.
Mm. Ooh.
The F word.
Man,
oh, I'm sorry.
Unprofessional.
Anyway, yeah, I shot the raddest load. And then I chased the...
Hey, remember?
At the end, they show me chasing the dudes around, but they don't really show why they are running. It's because of the little mess on my stomach.
Oh.
I think Viagra is kind of like the opposite of Special K. Remember that one night? Like...
Hey, Rosemary.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, there you go.
Hey, Adam, do you remember when Chava and John were on?
Who?
When Chava and John from System of a Down were on.
Yeah.
And this girl called about dying of pubic hair.
All right, yo, she was saying Chavo.
Yeah,
right. I rolled up my pubic hair into a joint and made this dude smoke. Well, I offered it to
my personal filmer.
Yeah, I told him I was giving him a doobie. I gave him a pubie. It was nothing but bush.
How did it burn?
The guy just kept smoking it too.
And Rosemary.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So I remember when they were on. And what's the question?
You remember when the girl dyed her pubic hair?
Yeah, no, I don't remember anything. What do you want? What do you want?
Who cares?
Jesus Christ.
Well, I dyed my pubic hair, and now I get vaginal itches, and I don't know what to do.
Ooh.
I possibly got allergies or something.
What did you bleach it before? What color did you color it?
Blue-black.
Did you bleach it first?
No.
You gotta bleach it first, right?
Yeah, but that's usually what causes the irritation.
Rosemary,
yeah.
Where are you from? What's that affect?
Who are we enticing with that?
I'm actually from Australia.
Australia?
Yeah.
All right, good times. All right, well, anyway, so now you have vaginal itching.
That probably has nothing to do with that. Go ahead and, you had any new sexual partners lately?
No, not really.
All right, so you go ahead and get over-the-counter yeast medication.
Not really.
And if that doesn't clear it up, you got to get seen to see what this is.
Okay.
All right. Well, figure yeast.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, shouldn't have to, Charlie. Brian?
You can't tell someone what to do.
Can't?
Brian, he's a doctor, tells people
all day long.
Brian, you're 30.
Hello.
What's up?
Oh, I just want to say, Dr. Chu, Adam, you guys are awesome.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
I listen to you all the time.
Great.
Steve-O, you're a man. I used to listen to you on ONA.
Yeah, sweet.
I had a question. It's only happened like 4 times in my life. Like, after sex, like, my left testicle kills. Like, it's
right.
It's
painful.
Touch and everything. Like, I can't close my legs.
Now, is that, like, where you've gone, like, multiple days without tugging?
I tug it every day, pretty much.
Yeah, sweet, man. Then the pull-out method's just fine.
What about it, Drew? What's he got?
That you got to be careful with that. I mean, that can sometimes be a torsion or even a hernia. The things that can be, it's sometimes epididymitis, inflammation of the testes. So it's something that needs to get checked out.
Yeah, go to the doctor.
All right, yeah. I had another question.
Not so interested in the nuts.
Yeah.
I went to the doctor today, actually, and he was asking me, I have something going on in my throat.
Yeah.
And I went to a throat doctor a week and a half ago. He gave me Augmentin like, my uvula was in pitch.
Right.
What's a uvula?
It sounds like Sylvester Stallone saying you.
Got it.
Uvula.
Got it.
Sounds like there's no good news to be found.
All right, keep going. I'm with you.
So he gave me Augmentin, and it really didn't help the problem. It's still inflamed in, like, the opening to my throat. And there's, like, a little pea-sized something growing out the side of my throat, like 3 o'clock to the uvula.
Like a big, like an ulcer? A big white patch?
Sure. The throat doctor said it was a wart.
Oh, yeah. You got to tell your boyfriend to put a condom on.
Well,
oh, that's not...
Okay, so...
Yeah, dude.
But it didn't get any...
That is not what American dreams are made of.
Yeah, keep going.
Now I have my tongue has been bothering me, and when I went to this regular pediatrician, like a physician today...
Pediatrician?
Not at all.
Yeah.
He started asking me questions regarding, like, sexual partners, this and that.
Right.
And, I mean, I've had, a couple of whatnot. I broke up with my girlfriend about a year ago.
All right, hold on. And Drew, at what point do you just tell patients to kill themselves?
All right.
your nuts are on fire, you got a wart in your throat.
This could be herpes, which it sure could be.
Right. In the throat?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Also could be yeast.
Ooh.
Yeast infection. It may not be from sexual contact.
I don't think Augmentin does anything because I took that for a spider bite and it didn't do anything also.
Augmentin is gram-positive cocci, basically. It's for staph and strep. And if
Grandpa did what?
And the reason they're starting to explore other things is that staph and strep would have gotten better. And staph and strep is the most common cause of the
bacterial infection. He's got to go back to the doctor. But
herpes, maybe...
Who cares? I want to get back to him one more time. I just want him to say uvula.
It'll be gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea. Brian?
Yeah?
Say uvula one more time, please.
Uvula.
Yeah. All right, so what is it? Back to the doctor?
Augmentin would not cover chlamydia, and not so good for gonorrhea either.
Back to the doctor?
Back to the doctor.
Okay. Jackass is here tonight, and we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Buddy, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Bam, Steve-O, and Chris are all here from Jackass. This Friday, nationwide. I'm sure if you're a fan of the show, you'll go out and see it this weekend. I think this movie is going to strike a chord with our listeners. Sophia?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was just wondering if my boyfriend could still get a circumcision, even if he's 21.
One of those has never made a wiener any bigger.
That's a good point. Good point.
Steve has been trying that.
Seems like if you filmed it, you could get it on the show. I mean, it really...
Without
is,
asking.
Has anyone tried this yet? Do you have any guys that are uncut?
No, but you know, Dimitri, one of the producers... He's from Russia, and he moved here when he was, like, 5 or 6, and he remembers having a foreskin. And then when he came to the United States, like, suddenly he didn't have one anymore, but somehow that was blocked out of his mind.
Yeah,
we cut him off. Our first experiences are the most important, right? Like, why do we make a young man's first experience
in life?
There's
a room in Ellis Island. They
cut it off at Ellis Island. Yeah,
eventually all the foreskins fill the room. There are so many.
Yeah, they dump them in the bag.
Yeah. And the first thing that ever happens to you, you get your wiener sliced.
It's painful, Sophia, but yes, it can be done at any age, and it's not a bad idea.
And the guy doing it thinks we're bad for something.
Are there any, like, risks involved?
It's infection and whatnot, but it's no big deal. But what is it that's motivating you to want to do that for him?
Well, I was just kind of curious because, I don't know, it was kind of unusual to me because I've never been with a guy that was uncircumcised.
Right. But don't you think it'll freak him out if you ask him to do it?
Actually, I already asked him, and he said that if it would make me happier, he would.
Wow, well, the keeper.
See, my plan would be, let's see if you can erode my foreskin off with the back of your mouth. See, wear it off. Suck it off, baby.
Huh? Aren't a lot of women, prefer uncircumcised?
No.
Not in this country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they think it's
now, internationally,
weird.
I'd say cool. Yes, but not this country.
That's why when I travel, I put the foreskin back on. Like when I was in Europe a few weeks back, traveled with the foreskin.
Is it really that big of a hygiene issue? Like,
yeah, a little bit. Not a big one, no.
Nothing compared to us.
Takes a little maintenance. Yeah. All right. Let's talk to Drew, please. Drew decided he was hungry now. It's going to ruin the entire show. Where do you want to go here, Drew? I'm done with that, Sophia.
Yeah, we talked to Brian. Are we done with him?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I don't even know what he wanted.
What do you make of a girl if you ejaculate in her mouth and then she goes to kiss you and spits it back into your mouth?
Bad form.
I mean, that's a bummer.
The proper response is to vomit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
And then when they laugh at you on top of it...
How does she know you like that kind of stuff?
I don't know. I think it's more of a... You didn't mention that you were going to do that, you know, and so I didn't mention I'm going to do this.
What's that called? Isn't that called
a
something?
A prank.
Stevie?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah, how
What's
are you guys
up?
Doing?
Good.
That's When's fine. Your birthday?
What?
When's your birthday?
April 30th.
April. Man, I can't do math.
There we go.
What's up?
All right. First of all, I want to say, Band, Steve-O, Bunny, you guys are rad. And all the movies are really funny, and I always enjoy watching those. Good times with that.
Thanks.
But my main question is, I want to know, like, long-term effects on, like, opium, like...
Well, opium, heroin, the same thing.
Yeah.
It's one of the most severe forms of addiction.
Oh, is opium the same as heroin?
Same,
more?
The same.
Pretty addictive.
I hear it's easier to quit heroin than cigarettes.
Mm-mm, it is. That's not true. People feel that way about cigarettes, but it's not the case.
It seems to help you make awesome music, though.
Yeah. Like, I'm just waiting for my career to taper off so I can take on heroin.
Yeah, Stevie, so the probability, without treatment, once you get into opium, the probability of you living to your fourth or fifth decade of life is pretty slim.
But doesn't it help you play the sitar?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Who wants to fizzle out, though?
Stevie, you're 17.
Yeah.
You're into opium?
Well,
it seems
not
weird.
That much. It's just, inner cities, we have different drug flows that come in, and it comes in waves. Like, last year was ecstasy, and now
this year's opium.
And you can never get PCP anywhere but New York.
Do you smoke it?
Yeah, it's crystal.
All right, well, don't do that, Stevie.
Yeah, and also, I have another thing, actually. I was wondering if you guys, like, Bam, Steve, and Bunny, if you guys could, like, write down autographs and send it to me in the mail.
Yeah, only if you stop smoking opium.
Okay, I got my autograph tattooed on my
back. Right.
Girl Scouts honor.
All right, go out to the mailbox tonight and wait.
Okay, I will.
All right, it's coming. All right.
Yeah, I'm not that good at the post office.
All right.
That's what opium sounds like when they're high on that, though.
Really?
Yeah.
She did sound that way. Angela?
She sounded sexy.
You're 23?
Yeah.
You got a jackass question?
Yeah. First of all, I just want to say that Adam and Drew, you guys are so hot.
Great.
And, okay, my question is, I was wondering, okay, I watched the show, and you guys seem to enjoy pain and get off on it, so I was wondering if you guys get any sexual pleasure from...
That's sort of the call we started with this evening, I think.
Pain.
Yeah.
A lot of the pain we put ourselves through is really just a mating call.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, we don't...
Wait, so I think you're absolutely right. Say that again.
Yeah, like,
Because I don't think women will be bewildered by that.
Yeah, well, like, the whole, like, motherly, you know, thing. And, really, like, women are often attracted to sort of emotionally unstable people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and men are attracted to emotionally unstable people as long as they're really attractive.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where we draw the line. Which women, it doesn't make that big a difference for them and men. Angela?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if we answered your question, though.
They're saying
any
no.
Any sexual
they don't,
charge
they
from
go,
a
they go
breaking
through
a
it.
Bone?
No, they go through the pain to get to the sexual...
So they can get laid.
Yeah. Which will eventually lead to more pain.
Yeah, because if Steve-O was in Toronto pushing a mop, he'd never have the opportunity to pay a girl $80 to watch him beat off.
Right, exactly.
I think that's it. Now he's living the dream.
Yep.
Yeah. And you know you've arrived when it gets down to $50.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You really like learn that it's virtually impossible to underestimate the intelligence of the American public.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, well, this movie's going to make $40 million its first week.
The only
week.
Thing dumber than a woman is a man.
We'll take a quick break. Jackass is here tonight, and we'll be right back.
Well, gentlemen, thanks again. The movie is Jackass. Wide release as of this weekend?
Yeah, Friday, I guess. Well, man, Dr. Drew, you are the coolest. I don't like these drug tests you're talking about.
No, you didn't like that. I said we.
Yeah, the whole we thing. I felt like you were coming after me. But, yeah, absolutely, man. Like, watching on TV over the years, like, your insight has always just immensely impressed me.
Okay.
You know? And,
he wants to come back, I guess.
No.
You guys are welcome back anytime. Absolutely. You guys, like you said, this is our listeners can relate and very much.
I just remember one time
what you guys are doing.
Some caller like said like three words. He said like you're on heroin, aren't you? And it was just like, I mean, you've got these magic powers. I was scared to come here. I thought you'd see right through me. I think you actually might.
I know that girl that was talking about the anal sex.
Yeah.
I recognize that voice.
See,
you were right. And from what I hear, she's not into it at all.
How about that? Inside joke. Guys, we gotta go, though.
Her, like, Dr. Drew, incredibly insightful.
Steve-O's gonna walk out of here with a bunch of lipstick marks
Plus,
on my ass.
Plus, you guys let us drink beers, you know, and, like, I did my own thing
outside.
You know what,
Steve-O, I gotta cut you off because we're gonna lose the satellite in about four seconds.
Take us out, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, so the show, it's Jackass the movie, Loveline. I'm here for Adam Carolla. He had to go home and go to sleep because he's gonna do Stir in the morning. So, on behalf of Adam, this doctor is saying mahalo.
Hey, Drew, why is it that when you rub your balls while you're jerking off that it feels so much better?
I haven't noticed that.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.